You're being recorded. Yeah, okay. So we saw in the Gemara last time, we're trying to work out where it is that we learn that Malchus is Bishlesha. So the Gemara made a drasha that it's from the word Veshvatum. Veshvatum is plural. They will judge him. The Torah is there talking about Malchus. If it says they, it means two, plural, will judge him. And therefore, that is our source that you need to have at least two Dayanim for Malchus. As we already know, you cannot have two because it's an even number. So therefore, you have to add one, and that way you get to the number three. So we left off with a question last time. So have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that don't forget, it also says in that Pasuk, Vehitzdiku, and it also says, Vehirshiu. Vehitzdiku means, and they will make innocent, Vehirshiu, and they will make guilty. Those are also plural. So if we're making a drasha out of the plural use of the word, which means two dayanim, so it doesn't just say two, it says two plus two plus two, that's six. And if you always have to add one to make it an odd number, so perhaps you should require seven dayanim. To which the Gemara answered that no. And this is what we left off with, that those second two words, both vehitzdiku and vehirshiu, are booked up. They're booked up. What are they booked up for? We'll see in a moment. But because they're booked up, there are not really, therefore, three available words which all indicate two dayanim. There's actually only one available word, which is that the very first word in the pasuk, v'shvatum, they will judge him, they meaning two, so it's two dayanim. But the other two words, v'hitzdiku and v'hirshiu, are not available. Now, the question is, of course, why are they not available, and what do we learn from those words? So if you remember, at the end of last time, we made a brief introduction, and we said that we are revisiting once again Edim Zomemin. Edim Zomemin, normally the rule is, you do to them whatever they were trying to inflict on their victim. Va'osisem loy ka'asher zomam. Exactly as they were plotting, that's what happens to them. So if they said that Ploini was Machalal Shabbos and deserves to get Skila, if they turned out to be Edim Zomemin, then they themselves will get Skila. There are, however, cases, for whatever reason, technical reason, you cannot give the Edim the punishment that they themselves are trying to inflict onto their victim. A specific example would be the very first example in the opening Mishnah at the beginning of Makkos. It says there that if they accuse a Kohen of having a parent who is a married a divorcee, which is of course forbidden for a Kohen, it therefore makes the children a cholol, a profaned Kohen. So the Edim are basically saying, listen, we were there when your parents got married. We know exactly who your father married, and we know that she is a grusha. In which case, you are a profaned kohen. You cannot do avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot eat truma, etc., etc. It turns out that these two Edim were lying, and they were Edim Zomemin. You can't possibly have known this. You weren't even there at the time. So what are we going to do now with the Edim? So we all understand, if the Edim are Yisraelim, well, obviously, you can't inflict the punishment that they were trying to inflict on them because they're not Kohanim at all. But even if the Edim are Kohanim, which means in theory we could land on them the very same punishment that they were trying to inflict on others, nonetheless, we do not do so. This is the opening Mishnah in Malchus, in Makkos. Why don't we do so? We learn it from a pasuk. There's a drasha. It's not our subject. So this is an exception to the rule. The rule is that you do to the Edim whatever they were planning against their victim. But this is an exception. So the big question is, when there is an exception, and for whatever reason, technical or otherwise, you cannot give them the punishment that they were trying to inflict, what does that mean? Does that mean they go off free? Or, as we're about to see now, in the name of Ullah, they do not go off free, but rather they get Makkas. They get Malkas, 39 Malkas. And this is Ullah's big chidush. Ullah's big chidush, and this is the pshat in the opening Mishnah in Makkas, that even if, for a technical reason, we learn it from a posuk, the Edim, Zoymimin, cannot get the classic Ka'asher Zomam punishment, but nonetheless, they do not walk home free, they get Malkas. How does Ullah know they get Malkas? And the answer is, he learns it from our posuk. So let's see the Gemara.
Is Malkas worse than losing your kahanas or not? Is it?
It's not a matter of worse or different. The other punishment is just not available. The question of making them into a kohen cholol, the Torah says we do not do that for reasons beyond the scope of today's shir. It's exeris akosu. So it's not a question of better or worse or different. If the kasher zomam punishment is non, we're not able to administer that punishment. So instead, we always put in malchus. How do we learn that? So have a look at the Gemara. Now, I'm not sure if any of you have a Chumash Devarim in front of you. Anybody has a Chumash Devarim in front of you?
No, sorry.
You do? Okay, Rabbi Leo David, if you'd like to read us, please. Devarim Chof Hei. Also, you're on mute. Rabbi Leo David, you're on mute.
To bring it up on my screen. Sorry.
Oh, so you're on mute again?
Okay.
And again?
Okay, now I'm unmuted. Hold on a second. I have to bring it up just again. Find it here.
So we're in Devarim, Pash, Tse, Perek, Chof, Hey, 25.
Okay, Rega, Devarim?
Yep.
Okay, Parshas. Which Parsha?
Kiseitse.
Kiseitse, okay. Okay. Perek?
The wonders of time-saving devices.
Perek? Which Perek?
Who remembers the days we just used to take a chumash off the shelf?
Which Perek?
Chof Hei, 25.
Okay. Okay, Pasuk.
So I'm not sure. Look for the words where it says V'hitztiku es ha-tzadik V'hirshiu es ha-rosha.
Effort, I mean.
Oh, goodness.
According to the article.
Which Pasuk is it?
Echod. Hafei Echod.
Oh, the first Pasuk?
Yes.
Yeah. How does the parak start?
Kiyah.
Kiyah, okay. Kiyah riv ben anashim.
Okay.
Okay. V'nikshu el hamishpat.
Okay.
Ushfatum v'hitztiku es hatzadik v'hirshiu es harasha.
So far that translates as two people will have an argument. Ushfatum, they will come to the Bezdin. Ushfatum, and they will judge them. V'hitztiku es hatzadik means they will make innocent the innocent one. V'hirshiu es harasha, they will make guilty the guilty one. Yeah, carry on.
Okay, the next pasuk.
Yep.
The haya im bin ben again hakos harasha v'hipilu hashofet v'hikahu lefanav kedei rish aso b'mispar.
So there it says the haya im bin hakos harasha. The bezdin have just made innocent the innocent one. They've made guilty the guilty one. That's pasuk aleph. Pasuk Beis then says, "V'hayoyim bin hakoyis harasha, the one who's become a rasha, mean one who's deemed guilty, will get malchus. The pilu hashayfet, and they'll bend him over, and he's got to get lashes. That's the pasuk. So keep that pasuk open. Now go back to the Gemara.
Okay.
Go all the way back." Says the Gemara, Makos Bishloisha. First words on the line now, Minoan Amili. Towards the top of the Yomad. Minoan Amili, how do you know?
Right.
You have to have three Dayanim to judge a case of Malkus, says the Gemara. Omar Avuna Omar Kro Veshvatum Shnaim. The word Veshvatum, quote unquote, is plural. And that's always got to be two. And therefore, Ve'ein Bezdin Shokel. We know you can't have an even number Bezdin. You've got to add one. Therefore, Moisifim Aleim Oyed Echod. You add one more. Hari Kan Shleisha. Okay, that's what we saw so far. Says the Gemara question, Ela Me'ata, but it also says, Vehitzdiku, quote unquote. The posse you just read, Rabbi Yehuda David, Vehitzdiku, and they will make into a tzadik. That's also plural, so that's another Shnaim. And then Vehirashiyu, they will make guilty, that's another two, another Shnaim. So it's two and two and two. Add one to make it an odd number, Ari Kan Shivo. So maybe it shouldn't be three, it should really be seven. Says the Gemara, the answer is no. Ahumi Bayale Kadu'ula. Those second two words, Vihitzdiku and Vihirashiru, we need for Ula's Drosha. Now, what was Ula's Drosha? So let's learn it together. Da'oma Ula. Ula said the following. Remez la'edim zaymamin minatayra minayin? Question mark. Where is there a hint in the Torah to Edim Zoymamin? A completely bizarre question. What do you mean, a hint? It's absolutely explicit in the Torah.
Hello.
Says the Gemara, Remez le'edim Zoymamin, exclamation mark. V'hoksiv, it says absolutely clearly, Kasher Zaman. As they plotted to do, that's what they get. So you don't need a hint, it's absolutely Mufurish. Hello. So he says, this is what we mean. No. Remez, what I meant was not to the general principle of Edim Zemimin, rather, Remez le Edim Zemimin Sheloikin, underline the word. Where is there a Remez? This part is not explicit. Of course, it's explicit that Edim Zemimin get the punishment that they were trying to administer. But where is there a Remez in the Torah that they get Malkus on occasion? Minayin. How do I know that Edim Zaymamin on occasion get Malkus? Before we see the answer, let's quickly dive into Rashi. Says Rashi, towards the end of the narrow lines, about 15 lines before the end, first word on the line in my edition, Veshvatum, and they will judge them, Gabe Malkus Ksiv. That word is written with regard to Malkus. That's the pasuk you just read, Rabbi Yehuda David. It says, V'hoya im bin hakois harosho. That was pasuk base. And what did it say in the previous pasuk? Ushvotum, and they will judge them. They is Lashon Rabbim. So that's where you learn too. Remez le'edim zemin shaloikin, says Rashi. Heicha where de'ein hazoma yechoyla lehiskayim bohem. Where we cannot be Mekayim Hazoma. What's Hazoma?
The equal punishment.
Right, Hazoma is giving them the equal punishment. Whatever they were trying to inflict, that's what happens to them. But sometimes we cannot have Hazoma. What does that mean? When can you not have Hazoma? Kagoin, for example, quote unquote, Me'idin onu be'ish ploini shehu ben gerusha. End of quote. They testify, we hereby are made, we testify that this particular koyein is a ben gerusha, the son of a divorcee, which means that he is a koyein cholol. V'nimtzu'u zeimamin. And it transpires that they are in fact im zeimamin. The Hare Hein Koyanim, Rashi's responding, Ramosha Zelig, to your question last week. We're talking about the Koyan, the Edom themselves are Koyanim. So if the Edom themselves are Koyanim, I definitely would have thought that what? You do to them exactly what they were trying to do to their victim. In other words, you do Hazama, Kasha Zama. But we don't. Ein Oimrim. We do not say, Yase ze ben gerusha tachtov, that he should be made now into a ben gerusha tachtov instead of the victim. So what do we say instead? Elo, soifeg esoar boim. Rather, he has to suffer 40 malchus. So here comes the optimum question, one word, minolon. That's what Ulla meant. When Ulla said, remez le'edim zimim min minayin, he didn't mean remez, where is there a remez to the general principle? Rather, where is there a remez that edim zimimin on occasion will not get the classic kasher, zoman punishment, rather they will get malkers. Where is there a remez in the Torah to that? Because it's not explicit. So now look back into the Gemara and we'll see where there's a remez. Says the Gemara, last word on the line, dichsiv, because it is written. This is the pasuk you just read out, Rabbi Eliyahu David. Vehitzliku es hatzadik, vehirshiu es harasha, quote unquote. Remember what the Torah said? You will make one, the innocent man will be found innocent. The guilty man will be found guilty. And then how did the pasuk continue? V'hoyoin bin hakos harasha. Then it says, and the rasha will then get malchus. Says the Gemara, mishum, just because ditzdiku es hatzadik v'hirshiu es harasha, comma, therefore v'hoyoin bin hakos harasha. What's the Gemara's question? How do you understand the Gemara's question? Who's getting the malchus over here? The one who's a tzaddik or the one who's a rasha?
Hopefully the one who's a rasha.
Okay, shkerech Rabbi Yosef for being unmuted. The rasha is the one who gets the malchus over here. So why is the Torah pointing out the innocent man will be made innocent? And the guilty man will be made guilty. Why mention the fact at all that one of them will be made innocent? What's that got to do with anything? Really, what should the Torah have written? Two people will come for a din Torah. One of them will be found to be a rasha, so he gets malchus. Why must we make any mention of the fact that the innocent man will be made innocent? That has nothing to do with a rasha getting malchus. Should have simply said, the guilty man will be found guilty, the wicked, the rasha, will be made into a rasha, and that rasha gets malchus. Why mention bechlal that the innocent will be made innocent?
Because the edim tried to make the one who's really innocent not innocent at first, because there was zomimin?
Yeah, that's going to be the Gemara's answer. Have a look, says the Gemara. Hello. So rather, we are forced to say that the pasuk cannot be translated literally. There are some extra words in this pasuk, as just pointed out. So clearly, the Torah must be telling us a remez. That's what Ulla meant before. There's a remez that there's something else underlying. There's something else going on over here. What is that? Elo, says Rashi. Edim shehirshiu es hatzadik. Edim tried to make a rasha out of a tzaddik. What does that mean? Which edim tried to make a rasha out of a tzaddik? In other words, edim who are liars. V'asu edim achrina. And now, two more Edim, other Edim came along. And what do they do? And they made innocent the one who was really always innocent from the outset. The original set of Edim were trying to take a tzaddik and make him into a rasha. What did the second set of Edim do? They restored the tzaddik to his former glory. They are making the tzaddik into a tzaddik. V'shavinu, and they are making lahanach, these edim, rishoyim. So what in fact, when edim zaymin, when the mazimin, the second group of edim are doing, what are they doing? They are making the innocent innocent and the guilty guilty. The first set of Edim doing the exact opposite. They were taking somebody who's perfectly innocent, testifying against him, and Kilu making him into a Rasha. And what were they themselves, the Edim? They Kilu were the big tzaddikim, emistika Jews, and it turns out that what? That the exact opposite is true. So what have the second Edim done? They tzdiku es atzadik v'irshiu es arasha. They've made the innocent really innocent. They've made the one who's really a Rasha into a Rasha. And what does the next pasuk say? V'hoya im bin hakoyis arasha. The wicked one. Who is the wicked one? It turns out it's not the ones who the first Edim suggested. To the contrary, it's the Edim themselves. And what happens to them? V'hoya im bin hakoyis arasha. That Rasha, meaning the Edim Zomin, will themselves get Malkus. So, again, what was the superfluous word in this pasuk? Why did the Torah have to write, the innocent will be made innocent, and the guilty will be made guilty? That's a very long-winded way of writing that the guilty person gets Malkus. So, clearly, there's a whole underlying story over here. Says Ula, do you know what the underlying story is? The underlying story is there was a whole role reversal. Because the original Edim were trying to make an innocent man guilty. Come along this second set of Edim, v'hitzdiku es ha-tzadik. And they make the tzadik, the real tzadik, back into a tzadik. And they make the real Rasha, who's that? The first set of Edim, into the Rasha. And then the Torah continues, v'hoyo in bin ha-kos ha-rasha. So therefore, even though this is not the simple meaning, and that's why Ulla called it a remez, but this is a reference to Edim Zomin. Which other case could be described, if not Edim Zomin, as v'itzdiku es ha-tzadik v'hirshiu es ha-rasha? The innocent was made innocent and the guilty was made guilty. And what happens to that guilty party? They get Malkus. Says Ulla, therefore I learned from over here that what? That Edim Zomin, even though Rabbi said, let's not make a mistake. This pasuk has nothing to do with Edim Zomin whatsoever. What's the simple translation of the pasuk? Two people come to Beis Din, have a machlokes. Which one is a Rasha? The one who's a Rasha gets Malkus. Has nothing to do with Edim Zomin.
But it also has absolutely nothing to do with the number of judges.
Right, that's the next question is, you should have seven judges. You should learn from this.
Oh, so one second. So therefore, this posuk, the poshut understanding, has nothing to do with Edim Zomin. So what license has Ulla got Bichlal to plug in Edim Zomin? The answer was because there were some extra words. The whole vitzdiku es atzadik phrase was totally superfluous. You make the innocent, well, obviously, if he's innocent, he's innocent. Ah, not so obvious. It's not so obvious that the innocent person is innocent. Why? Because this was a case where actually the innocent person was trying to be made into a Rasha. Who by? First set of Edim. Therefore, this whole lengthy phrase, v'hitzdiku es ha-tzadik, v'hirshiu es ha-rasha, those superfluous words are coming to teach us by way of remez that there is another underlying theme going on over here. There's a case of Edim Zomin, which means, therefore, that the words v'hitzdiku and the words v'hirshiu are not available to make a drasha from. Why? Because they've already been booked up by Ulla to teach us the whole Edim Zomin story. So which word is available to teach us how many judges? Only the original word, the Shvatim. Two, you add one to make it an odd number. That's how you get three. Bob's your uncle.
Other than Ruach HaKodesh, how does Ulla have the ability to say this is talking about Edim Zomin? I mean, it fits nice.
From his Rebbe, you got it from his Rebbe, you got it from his Rebbe, which was yesterday's.
Okay.
So now, have a look at Rashi at the end of the narrow lines there. Rashi.
What's the meaning of the word Minolon? Sorry.
Minolon from where? Where is it derived from?
Okay.
So have a look now at that last Rashi on the narrow lines. You have the Rashi at the end of the narrow lines, the last Rashi. Mishum the Bezdin hits Diku es Atzadik Virshiu es Arosha for Hoyo and Ben Hakois es Arosha? Quote unquote. It cast Tzadik Lomo Huzkarakan. Why is there a mention of the fact that the innocent is made innocent? What's that got to do with the Malkus? Vechi Mishom Sidkas Tzadik. Is it because the innocent was made innocent that Mischayev Rosha Malkus? Question mark. That's why the Rosha gets Malkus. The Rosha gets Malkus because he's guilty. Period. Why must you make mention of the fact that the innocent was made innocent? Hello. This must be teaching you Vadai Eidim Zoymimin Remizi Hacha. There is a Remizi, there's a Remes. There must be that Eidim Zoymimin are being hinted to. Again, it's not the Poshut Pshat, it's a hint. Now, what's going on? Da'a Eidim Koi. This is referring, Koi means referring, this is referring to Eidim. It's not referring to your classic. Two people come to Bezdin, Reuven and Shimon, and we have to decide who's the Rosh and who's the Tzaddik. If that would be the simple case, then we don't need to mention the fact that one was made innocent. That's nothing to do with it. So who is being referred to over here? It's the Eidim, says Rashi. The Eidim Koi. It's referring to Eidim when it says, hi, this particular phrase, quote unquote, V'hoyo im bin hakris. V'hochi ka'omar. Our favorite phrase, Vachi Koman, this is what is meant. Eidim Shehir Shiu Tzadik. Eidim who were trying to make a Tzadik into a Rasha, how so? By testifying falsely against them. But then what happened? Vahuzmu. But then they become Eidim Zainuin. Vahitzdiku. Eidim achroinim esat tzaddik. And now the second set of Eidim make the tzaddik indeed back into a tzaddik. Vaharei nasu roshoim eilu Eidim arishoinim. And now there's a whole role reversal. The first Eidim, they are the ones now made into roshoim. So instead of them classifying the one they're testifying against as a Rosha, to the contrary, he turns out to be a Tzaddik. They are now Roshoim. And what happens? Says Rashi, Ve'yiloku, and they get Malkus. Says Rashi, let's not forget that this Pasuk, at the end of the day, is not talking about Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. In other words, Rabbi Isai would hit a bit of a wall. Even if you're prepared to accept Ula's remes, that what is discussed over here? Eidim Zeimimin. Okay, so secretly it's being hinted that Eidim Zeimimin get Malkus. One moment, we have to stop. What does that mean? Every Eidim Zeimimin get Malkus? After all, what is the Torah talking about? Let's go back to the Poshut Pshat. Two people are having a machlokes in Bezdin. What are two people having a machlokes in Bezdin about? Monetary issues, obviously. So what's going on over here? Eidim Zeimimin, what are the Eidim testifying against? That somebody is chayev to pay money? I mean, that is the context. In a regular case, what would be if two Eidim come to Bezdin and they say that Reuven is chayev to pay $1,000 to Shimon, and then it turns out they're Eidim Zeimimin. So what happens? So the Eidim...
They owe the $1,000.
So now, one second. If they have to pay the $1,000, are we going to now say, not only do they have to pay $1,000, but they've also got to get Malkus now? Ula has just told you that Eidim Zeimimin get Malkus, but that can't be. Because we know the principle, we've discussed it before, you don't ever give a double punishment. So what's going on? That's how Rashi concludes. Ve'im einoy inyan. If it is not relevant, le'edus momen. It can't be relevant in the case of edus for momen. Why not? Because Aiden would never get Malkus and also a financial chiv. So I've got to now copy and paste or cut and paste and use it for where it is relevant. Where is that? A case where there is no other punishment. It's true, I can't give the Aiden Zoyman two punishments. So can you please find for me a case where the Aiden are not getting another punishment? Yes, I can. Which case do the Aiden Zoyman not get another punishment? In the case of the Kohen Ben Gerusha, says Rashi, Tanehu Inyan, so we will now make it relevant, Le Ben Gerusha, in the case of Ben Gerusha, Ukayotze Boy, or any similar case where, for whatever reason, which we're not going to get involved in, the Edim Zomin do not get the original punishment. So therefore, how many punishments are they getting so far? Only one. That's when the Torah is saying, fine, they're not getting a punishment, give them Malkus instead.
Look, this,
sorry, go on.
The halacha is that they get Malkus in this type of case. Okay.
It's not a punishment, correct.
And it's a chiddush that from Ula that they learned from this pasuk. Therefore, my question is, until Ula, where does everybody else in the world learn that in a case like this, there's Malkus?
There's no Tulula. The Mishnah said it 500 years before Ula. Ula just told us the source.
So where does everybody else think the source is?
The Mishnah is before Shem Mishnah. That's why the Gemara, whenever the Gemara says, Minolon, 500 years after the Mishnahs were written, the Gemara says, where is this learned from? That's our job, to understand the Mishnahs.
Yeah, but so why is Ula the old, why is Ula and his Zimsora the only ones that know this? It should have been something that everybody knows. No, from
you can ask on every single daf in Shas. Whenever an Amoira says a din, why didn't every hour of the Amoira say the din? So Ula is the one who is Machadish to us. So again, go back now to the original Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Makas Dabbeis, Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, they were trying to make the Kohen into a Cholol. That's not what we do to the Edim Zomimim, for whatever reason. Ah, so what does that mean? They got off scot-free? No, they get Malkus instead. Now, I'm going to give you a very, very interesting example. I'll give you a very, very interesting example. We know in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is, by the way, coming up in the next Omud, how would they ever sanctify the moon? Two Edim would come to Bezdin and they say, we saw the new moon. Okay. It is Rosh Chodesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. It is now Rosh Chodesh Adar. What happens in the event that they turn out to be Edim Zaymamin? Because the second set of Edim say, what are you talking about? What do you mean you saw the new moon 10 o'clock at night in Ramat Bet-Shemesh Gimel? 10 o'clock at night, on that night, you were with us in London. Okay, Edim Zaymimin. What are we going to do now to the first Edim? What were they trying to do? They were trying to make it Rosh Chodesh Adar. So what are we going to do to the Edim? Make them into Rosh Chodesh Adar?
Malkus.
We give them Malkus. Very good. And that's what Rashi meant. Those were the last two words in Rashi. Or any other case where, for due to a technical reason, you can't give them Malkus. You can't give them the original punishment. Okay, we have to hold it over here, but I want to leave you with the most phenomenal question. Listen very, very carefully. This is an unbelievable shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Imagine, we have to hold cup over here. Imagine two Edim walk into Bezdin and they say, we saw the new moon tonight, or whatever, or last night, 10 o'clock in Bet Shemesh, and we hereby declare that what? That it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the Bezdin announce, it is hereby Rosh Chodesh Adar. Wonderful. In walk two children. And they say, our birthday is, guess when? On Rosh Chodesh Adar. In fact, we were born 13 years ago. which means by virtue of the fact that you've just declared it Rosh Chodesh, we are now bar mitzvah boys. Okay, wonderful, mazel tov. So we are gedolim, absolutely. So we are kosher witnesses, absolutely. Okay, what would you like to testify, please? We would like to testify that the first two Eidim were with us in Honolulu. Ooh, you're now gedolim.
No, we have they can't be, yeah. Because if the Eidim are false, then they're ketanim still.
So here we get the $64 million question. We just go around the loop. Because the Bezdin will say, okay, we'll accept your Eidus. You've just now been Mavatel, the original Eidus. Oh, 1 second. If you've just been Mavatel, the original Eidus, so it's not Rosh Chodesh. Well, if it's not Rosh Chodesh, then you're not Gedolim. And if you're not Gedolim, then the first Eidus has not been cancelled and it comes back. Well, if it comes back, well, then the kids come in and say, well, if it comes back, then we're Gedolim again. And we'd like to be Mavatel, and we just go around in circle all day long.
Wow.
Phenomenal, phenomenal Shaila. Everyone can think about the Nechas Chinuch. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow.
Like tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.